Hello again. The words of today's gospel with the Magnificat of Mary's proclaim serve to magnify the rhythms of how God spoke to Mary in that first Advent. The words also suggest how through Mary and her son, God speaks to us in our present Advent. And so we might ask ourselves, what is our respective Magnificat? And what has been magnified for us on our Advent journeys? Certainly, the COVID variant Omicron has magnified the presence of an infinitesimally small virus, which in its contagion has magnified its infective and sickening presence throughout the world of 2021. Besides the dangers of the COVID virus and its variants, we have in recent weeks sadly found the magnification of tragic forces of nature that have wiped out entire towns and villages in the Philippines and in our own nation. Thousands of our fellow citizens of our nation and of our planet, through no fault of their own, have had their lives torn apart. And so how does one find hope in the message found in Mary's Magnificat? Amidst the darkness of the world and in the desolations of life, I have had my hope magnified through Advent readings such as today, as well as through consoling pieces of music at this time of year, most especially the oratorio popularly known as Handel's Messiah. Believe it or not, this year marks the 50th anniversary when I first heard a live performance of the Messiah. I recall how on a Sunday afternoon in December, my mother and I listened attentively to the Messiah as performed by the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Ormandy. Ever since then, in a wide variety of performances and in countless concert halls throughout the land, I've experienced the Messiah. And for me, the genius of George Frederick Handel and the greatness of his oratorio are proven when I discover something new each time I hear it, whether it is the popular Hallelujah Chorus or for the unto us a child is born, or the meditative He shall feed his flock. There is always something new to learn and to soothe my soul in a new way. But the opening aria of Comfort Ye, performed by the tenor, never fails to magnify the Lord. Recently, I discovered one of the finest renditions of this piece through YouTube. A tenor soloist who is a member of an African choir from Ghana, I invite you to listen to it by clicking on the link next to today's homily link. My Advent journey with Handel's Messiah, which for the believer really is the journey of the soul towards God, has been enhanced by a book of meditations titled Handel's Messiah, a Devotional Commentary, written by a Protestant chaplain by the name of Dr. Joseph McCabe. This commentary offers rich insights into every piece. My favorite is his commentary on the opening piece, Comfort Ye. I invite you to listen to Reverend McCabe's almost poetic words. In certain ways, it does resemble Mary's Magnificat. Reverend McCabe writes, quote, "Comfort ye. What a good word to the human heart from the heart of God. That first word is the best word. To know that the Creator is also the Comforter is to have peace at the center. Behind the cosmos is one who cares. He who knows all is he who loves most. You are known completely, and you are loved eternally. Therefore, comfort ye." There are other words from God to us. They, like this first word, are authentic. The other words will speak of obedience, discipleship, and judgment. Some of them are hard to hear and harder yet to obey. Just because our need is great, there will be words of challenge and rebuke, stringent surgery for our healing. We may not welcome these words, but we will surely meet them on this spiritual journey. But the first word is, comfort ye. Amid our crushing burdens and those gnawing anxieties which torment so terribly, it speaks to us. Right beside this suffering we endure, which might drive out the saving trust, there stands the word to lift up our hearts. Comfort ye, for our iniquity is pardon. That is the news beautiful which breaks upon us in Advent. Into the wilderness of our hearts and into the desert of our despair, someone is coming. Where he comes and where he is received, there comes also the high calling to make straight in all deserts a highway for our God. He lays tasks upon us. He who comforts us is he who thrusts us into the desert for kingdom building. That old language simply means that we who are forgiven are charged to forge a social order to the liking of God. Cheap comfort is all around us. The old fakers and soothsayers still abound. They come now in glossy print and popular pulpits. He who speaks to us in Advent knows better. He knows the wilderness into which we have wandered and the wilderness of the world we have on our hands. Into the desert of this weary world, we are thrust to transform and make it blossom and rejoice. The comfort and the call, these are two sides of our high faith. What God has joined together, we separate at our soul's peril. Yet that imperious call, the noble task appointed, is not the first word in Advent. That would send us forth once more in our own strength to meet defeat once more. The first word is from the loving power behind the universe, the power that moves the stars and knows your name. Comfort ye. That is the first word and the best. If we will receive that word in the depths of our being, we can face anything. We begin not at Bethlehem, but in the mind of God, where all beginnings are. After a prologue, we are to witness a birth, knowing that through the world's folly, there is to be a black afternoon outside of city wall. The hands that reached up to its mother's face as a child are the hands that will be pierced. We are to view the entire life in this Advent season, from the cradle to the cross and beyond. The first word as we begin the pilgrimage is, comfort ye. Scripture leads us to believe that it is the word we shall hear again when trembling we come into God's presence at last. Amen.